You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I'm always letting myself down. Why do I feel like such a disappointment? Let's get into it.
King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rocking and sometimes rolling.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
We celebrate both.
Indeed, we do. We also answer questions, mostly ones that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. If you just want to try shouting out your window and the hosts will hear you, you're welcome to try that. But the email is a lot more reliable. This week's question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com says, I'm always letting myself down. Why do I feel like such a disappointment? And Glenn, a very good question. We always love the honesty and the rawness in these questions. This one certainly has that. So where would we start off?
Well, I think, first of all, we've all experienced this. So we're all in the same boat on this. And I know for myself, when I disappoint myself, it's overwhelming. It eclipses everything because you have that feeling of, I didn't see this coming. I thought I was better than this. When I feel that disappointment, it's like that's the color of my whole world. And I think part of the problem with that is we're used to sort of doing the blame game. You know, when you have a boss and the boss is a jerk, and you say, it's all because of this guy. But when you mess up, it's all because of you. You can't put it on anybody else. And that's sort of a rude shock. So I think we have to look at how that impacts us.
That's a really, really good point. And, Jed, I really love thing Lynn's bringing up there with the idea of taking disappointment, which we all have, but then that particular next level of when we turn that disappointment on ourselves and try to let it make a story about us. How do we deal with that?
Matt's a great question. I love what Glenn said, particularly that idea of we feel disappointed with ourselves, and then we say, I thought I was better than this. And there's this moment, this really disorienting moment of feeling like, do I even know myself? Am I the person that I thought I was, that I believed that I was? Maybe I'm just a loser. Maybe that's what we're dealing with here. Maybe that's the bottom line problem. And, man, that's a dark moment because, again, it is confusing. It is disorienting. And it's also really easy for that to spiral into a place of just kind of despair. Because if we follow that rabbit trail, am I a loser? Well, if I'm a loser, what's the point in trying? They say try again. But if you're a loser, then you're just going to lose multiple times in a row. Why would I do that? You know, maybe I would do better to just accept my lot in life that I am a loser and never try hard things, and then I'll never be let down. I mean, that's not a good way to live for anyone, but we can track the logic. We can see how we would arrive at that. We don't want you to live that way. We don't think God wants you to live that way. But in order to figure out what to do with it, I think we need to ask the question, is there more to the story than just I'm a loser?
All very true. We all, you know, internalized and enjoyed the words of Homer Simpson when he said, kids, you tried your best and you failed miserably. The lesson is, never try. But we will look for a higher wisdom and maybe something that is a little more uplifting than that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
You degrees that get worse by degrees. So you steal from the poor as you please. Take the rights and the justice they need. You make unjust laws, and the widow you crush with your jaws, and the orphans you prosecute all, robbing from those with nothing at all.
Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I believe I can fly, but unfortunately the FAA disagrees with me.
Glenn's got one of those old planes with like 16 sets of wings stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
And a lot of positive attitude. Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I believe Glenn can touch the sky.
That's just a lazy secondary way of saying fly, isn't it?
Yes, yes it is.
Interesting that. We're answering a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I'm always letting myself down. Why do I feel like such a disappointment? And Glenn, that first segment, we looked at the idea of kind of letting a disappointment, turning that in on yourself, telling a story about yourself. And that really relates to what we expected out of a situation, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, part of our day job is working with inmates behind bars, people who are dealing with addiction, gang activity, those kinds of things. And, you know, as we're counseling them and trying to give them some new spiritual insight on things, we're looking at their expectations. And it's crazy how often those expectations are really, really high. And that sort of sets them up for constant disappointment. Healthy expectations are grounded in reality. I have a body type that others have described as a fat golem type of body shape. If my expectation is I could become an underwear model, that is an unrealistic expectation. You know, I need to have a realistic, start from a realistic sense of where I'm at, and then look to what can I do next steps to change things.
Excellent, excellent point. I, for one, would be interested in a Gollum, kind of Tolkien-esque branded lineman's underwear.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it would be a money maker. And, Jed, where do we go with this idea of expectation? Because life is going to have expectations. We can't just go into every situation without them. So how do we go about having healthy ones?
Well, I think there's two parts to this. The first is recognizing that you need to approach this intentionally. All kinds of things in life, you know, you got to see on a test. Is that a huge victory? Is it a crushing defeat? All depends on your expectations. So we really want to set those intentionally so we're not constantly disappointed. As Glenn is saying, we want expectations that are grounded in reality. You decide you're going to start going to the gym and you want to bench press. It turns out literally no one in the world can bench press 1,000 pounds. So if you set that as that's the standard, that's how I know I'm going to succeed, well, then you're never succeeding. So in order to set our expectations, we need to have a sense of reality. We need to have a sense of what is realistic. And I think part of that means requires us to actually be kind to ourselves, which is not an instinct that we have. When we're feeling bad, what we want to do is we want to be tough on ourselves. But we actually need to be kind to ourselves and figure out how to take what is possible, what is realistic, and mold that into good, healthy expectations. And I think we need to dig deeper on the question of how do we actually apply that to our lives.
I think that is all extremely, extremely wise stuff, and we'll be looking at how we can apply that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
The Lord my God. Consider all the works thy hand hath made. I see the
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Apparently, people have been calling in and requesting that we start a Fat Golem of the Month calendar.
That's the kind of phone calls you get when you're on the radio this late at night. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I have no comment.
Indeed, none of us do. That's why we're going to move on to read our question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I'm always letting myself down. Why do I feel like such a disappointment? And Glenn, we were talking about expectation in that last segment, and Jed entered us with, I think, a very, very interesting idea, and one we would do well to dig into more, which is that concept of being kind to yourself when you are disappointed, as opposed to just going harder on yourself, which feels right, but has never, ever worked for anyone ever, even once.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, learning to be good to ourselves as we make changes is super important, but it's oddly one of the first things that tends to go out the window. So we have to look at, we've made a mistake here. We've disappointed ourselves. We've let ourselves down. We had a relationship that we didn't do well with. We lost a good job. We had a great opportunity, and we didn't take a hold of it when we should have, and we were disappointing ourselves. Again, we've all been there. We've all experienced those kinds of things. But I want us to look at a specific question in the middle of all of that. And I want you to think about this. Did you, when you had that disappointment, did you know how to succeed in that situation? Did you have the tools? Did you have the skills? Was this a case of you just being a jerk, or did you actually, when you think about it, you didn't actually know how to do that other than just, tough it out, that kind of thing?
I think it's a really, really great point. And Jed, can you develop that for us a little bit? Because I think this, what Glenn's telling us here, ties into that idea of the story we start spinning the moment we feel that disappointment and how we let that affect ourselves. How does being kind to yourself short-circuit that?
This is a great question. Let's imagine that you woke up tomorrow and the U.S. Air Force showed up at your house and said, we want you to be a jet fighter pilot. Let's do it. Now, who wouldn't want that job? It'd be like the coolest job in the world. But if they just dumped you into the cockpit of a fighter jet, you wouldn't have the first idea how to do anything. I wouldn't. You wouldn't. None of us would. The only person who would know what to do is a trained pilot. So you sit there for 5 minutes, you poke random buttons, nothing happens, and then the Air Force fires you, right? That's how this is going to turn out. Well, we can tell ourselves, I'm a huge disappointment, I'm a huge failure, I had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I ruined it because I'm the kind of person who ruins good things. Or we can say, man, that was a cool opportunity, but I didn't know the first thing about being a pilot. I didn't know how to succeed at that. I didn't know how to do that. That's the kind response. It's the true response. And it also suggests if I want to be a fighter pilot in the future, I can start training now. I can start learning now. I can start figuring out what are the tools that I need. What are the strategies that I need so that I'm set up for success and I can realistically expect success in the future.
An excellent point about realistic expectation. We'll pick it up there when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
So deep. Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Look, I could be a jet pilot, but we're going to need some heavy tailoring on those jumpsuits that they wear. It'd be a little snug around the middle.
Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
The Bridge Loud celebrates all forms and fits of jumpsuit.
Indeed, we do. We also celebrate all questions that come into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I'm always letting myself down. How do I feel? Why do I feel like such a disappointment? Now, if you need some help squeezing into your flight suit, we, of course, have some Department of Defense approved secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
To help you fit right in there. And Glenn, as you mentioned earlier in the show, our day job, working with folks who are really in new situations. That could be sober for the first time. That could be out of jail after a long time. And that leads to a lot of just assuming they should know how things go, like we've been talking about with expectations, and then that not happening. So what do you tell someone who's going through that situation to get them to a better place?
Well, I think I start here with this idea that, and an understanding, really, that God is not disappointed in you. He didn't have unrealistic high expectations of you because he knows what to expect. He's not surprised by developments in the way that the rest of us are. Because his expectations of you were realistic, the things that you did, the problems and struggles and mistakes that you made were foreseeable. They were an expected outcome. What he wants to help you with is learning and growing from that and moving on, moving forward. Sometimes that's tough because it just feels like, you know, sometimes you need to mourn it for a moment when you've had a struggle. But recognizing that God is not disappointed in you in this moment, and he wants to be there for you to help lift you up.
I mean, that's such an important point and a very, very freeing idea. And I would add to that as we get ready to part ways here. Another part of the reason that God is not disappointed in you, does not see you as a disappointment, is God has a vision of where this is all going.
Yeah.
And we don't have that. So when you feel the thing about, you know, I missed the job interview, or I slept through this, or I didn't, you know, I just started poking at the button that said missile because I thought that would be the most fun one to push, and now I'm in trouble. There's this idea of I am the type of person who can't do this. I am. This is my lot in life forever. And God doesn't feel that way about you. God has a plan to move you forward. He has good things in your life, no matter how many times you mess up. We truly believe that for you, and we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.